This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought. With Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester. I think we're back to normal, right? Just a little bit, maybe?
Much. Yeah, a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
We're on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we'd love to welcome you to, we're live today. I don't know if you can hear all the hustle and bustle in the back, but in the background, we are live at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry. And what fun it has been.
It is so exciting, and you know, not only I'm sure can you hear all the commotion going on in the background, but there you feel that energy and that excitement about something new and something big happening, and certainly this is both of those things. I mean, the diner itself, as we've been talking about, is the standards of the diner that you'd come to expect, but it's bigger, it's new, it's just definitely something to come out and see. So we would love to have you come down, say hello to us. We're live here in Londonderry at the Red Arrow Diner. Super easy to get to.
Very easy, just
even
right off
for
exit
me,
5.
Magellan's sister here could find it.
Oh my gosh. And you know, listeners, if you want to come in and just come right out to the table, you'll see us broadcasting. You can come and just grab a we have Food for Thought pink spatulas here, so I don't think we've given any away yet.
So they're a hot commodity. Yes. So that alone is worth coming out for. And of course, once you come in, you're going to want the food.
There you go. I know. Look at you. See Tracy out there having a burger, and Sean is eating a burger, and everything. But let's welcome on, because there was so many dignitaries here today. Did you see everybody? All the cameras and all that.
And it keeps going.
I know.
Now we're going to be talking to.
Next, we are here with Kevin Smith. He is the Londonderry Town Manager. Welcome to Food for Thought, and welcome to the Red Arrow Diner.
Well, thank you, and welcome to you as well, Carol, and the Red Arrow Diner. I can't tell you how excited we are to have you be a part of the community now. I think you're a great addition to Londonderry, so very happy to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. And everybody, family, friends, everybody, we're very happy to be here. So, and you know, we opened a little less than 3 weeks ago, and I mean, Londonderry community has just been so welcoming to us, which is really, you know, really, really nice.
Well, that's great to hear. We like to embrace our neighbors in town, and you know, the way this whole travel center has been really rehabbed, it's such a great story about economic development that you'd like to see happen all around the state. And that many folks may not know, this was a tired old gas terminal truck stop. And when we found out a little over a year ago that, guess what, it's being done over. We're going to have a new gas terminal. We're going to have a convenience store. You're going to get a Red Arrow Diner and a liquor outlet store. Many people said, why do we ever have to leave this new travel plaza? Exactly. So it's a great story.
Thank you very much.
And even, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Jumping on that, just because I'm so excited about that whole concept itself. I've been to Londonderry maybe a handful of times, and the first time was really just over a year ago. And the first time I came to Londonderry, I was struck by what a sweet community. And then to see some of these businesses, and then to realize that it's not very far away from anywhere you want to be.
Right.
As you mentioned, you found out that, you know, Red Arrow and some of these other merchants were going to be springing up and breathing some new life into this. As the town manager, what are some of the practical things that you needed to consider, and what were the things that you were really looking forward to?
Sure. Well, you know, the town planners have really done an excellent job with making sure that Londonderry is zoned so that where the rural, unique parts of Londonderry, the apple orchards, those all remain intact. And, you know, a lot of people who live in town now grew up here as well, and they like that old traditional part of Londonderry. But it's zoned so that we have our commercial and industrial development happening in the right areas as well, which you need that balance in any type of community. Many people don't know, not only do we have apple orchards in town, but we have the state's second largest power plant, Granite Ridge Energy, which is right down the road. The Coca-Cola bottling plant is right down the road as well. Harvey Windows Industries, We have a couple of breweries in town. We have a meadery. And even this area, this Exit 5 area, is really starting to grow out quite a bit, not only with this travel center, but we have about 240 units of workforce housing that's going in almost right next door. We have the bus terminal there. And so Londonderry's really done a good job over the years of saying, we're going to have a balanced approach to this where you'll have your single-family housing. We'll have some diversified housing as well. But we need to bring in industry and commercial businesses as well to make sure that the community grows appropriately and that you can do everything right here. It's really that whole notion of stay, work, and play the area where you live.
That's right. And it's interesting because I've heard Carol talk. Of course, she owns the Red Arrow Diner. So in hearing her talk about partnerships that she has with other businesses, mm-hmm. that seems to be such an important part and a balance, really, because a lot of her friendships and the contacts she knows are also other restaurant folk. But even though, in theory, someone on the outside would think, okay, they're in competition, there's also that blend of helping each other and being in the same boat and having that like-minded
Absolutely.
Mindset. And so as you think about the way that the town is going to continue to grow and to thrive, talk a little bit maybe about some of the challenges and or benefits of those merchant relationships.
Yeah, well, and I've heard, it's true that a rising tide raises all boats. And so you don't want to be that only merchant in town that is just attracting the locals. You want to have multiple options, multiple choices, so that a whole variety of people are coming in. And they'll maybe choose this diner this time. They may choose the restaurant down the road the next time. But they keep coming back. And that's really what you want. As far as the approach we've taken as a town, we want to be very business friendly. We want to say, yes, come to our town. We'll invite you in. These are the areas where we've designated for our businesses to grow and for commercial industry to come in. Let us do everything we can to help make it a pleasurable experience for you. I hear all too often of businesses relocating into municipalities and they feel like they're not wanted, or there's so many hurdles put up in the way that they wish they had never started the process in the first place. We don't want to do that here. We want to make it as easy as an experience as possible so that they'll want to come back or they'll want to expand in Londonderry when they continue to grow.
And that's exactly really how it's been for us. It's been nice and easy. I mean, you guys have been very cooperative with us and, it's been great. And what I'd like to ask you, speaking with you're listening to Food for Thought, and we are live at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry, and I'm sitting with Kevin Smith. He's the Londonderry town manager. What is it like in the day in the life of Kevin Smith? I mean, what is a typical day for you as town manager?
These are the fun moments. I love going to the ribbon cuttings, especially when it involves food. It's even better. I was able to come in, do the photo op, and then get a great burger afterwards. I love being town manager. This is a town I actually grew up in. My family moved to Londonderry in 1986. My wife and I live in Litchfield now with our kids, but her parents still live here in town. My family still lives here in town. And so I have very much a personal connection to Londonderry. It's a busy job. You're managing a lot of departments, police, fire, public works, economic development. But if you're invested in the people, if you're invested in the community, it really doesn't feel like work because you're passionate about what you do and you enjoy doing it.
I know. What are some of the things that you really wish people knew about Londonderry that maybe is just not out there? And as I said, sometimes it takes stumbling on it to find out some of the aspects.
No, and that's something we've actually been working on, is how do we promote ourselves more? Now, a lot of people know of the most well-known places like Max Apples. So in the fall, we get a lot of visitors to the community going to Sunnycrest Farms or Max Apples or two of the other apple orchards that we have. But we feel like we have so much more to offer. The Tupelo Music Hall, for instance.
That's fantastic.
It's a great place to see a concert in a small, intimate venue. It's rated one of the best music halls every year.
Big names go there.
A lot of big names.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's, right in Londonderry. We have a lot of options for eating as well, whether you're looking for dinner, breakfast, lunch, or whatever. And it's just a great community to be in, as well as far as neighbor helping neighbor. It's got a very small town feel, even though we have a lot of diversified industry in town as well. We've been able to maintain a very low tax rate in town, mostly due to the fact that we've diversified our residential taxes with our business and industry taxes as well. There was a rating that came out recently by one of the groups that rates all the towns and communities in New Hampshire, and Londonderry actually came in second after Portsmouth,
nice.
Which I thought was pretty
wow.
awesome.
Yes,
I said, if only we could get an ocean now, we might be able to compete with Portsmouth,
you
know?
Be blowing them away, absolutely.
But one of the reasons it rated Londonderry so high is because it said it has a lot of diverse economic opportunity right here in town. One thing that many people don't know is that Londonderry actually is host to Manchester Airport. 80% of the airport is in Londonderry, including the terminal. So every time you fly out of Manchester, you're actually flying out of Londonderry.
I did not know that.
Yeah, see?
Little known fact.
Every day someone new learns it. But it's been a huge boon for us because we have a lot of the land in the area that's yet to be developed. Though that is starting to be developed, we have about 1 million square feet of development going on right now, right off of the airport access road. UPS is building a site for Pratt Whitney, which manufactures jet engines. FedEx is building a facility as well, and Milton Caterpillar just consolidated a couple of their facilities in Londonderry. And there's a lot of land still to grow. And again, that's something we welcome. We want to see more of in the town. Whereas some towns are a little scared of growth, we're ready for it. And, we can't wait to invite more of it in.
When you look at, you talked a little bit about a music hall, I believe.
Tupelo.
Okay. So when you think about some of the things that really comprise a successful, thriving town, and you think about the culture, the food, I mean, you're all set now because you've got Red Arrow Diner
right.
here.
Absolutely.
So the
we're
food
good
is
there.
In place.
Check that one out.
But when you think of the elements of a town that really need to be in place to be successful and thriving.
Sure.
Are there some that you feel like, okay, this is the next area that we really need to focus on?
Well, a big part is the school districts, obviously. And that's not something that actually falls under my purview. In most towns, the towns and school districts are entirely separate. But that's a huge selling point for us, especially businesses that are looking to relocate here that have employees, that have families, and they're looking at, okay, how's the school system in that particular community? Londonderry has a great school system. We have a band that is very well known.
Lancers.
The Marching Lancers.
Gosh,
yes.
Yeah.
They've been to the Olympics. They've marched in two inaugural parades.
Yeah.
They're quite a tremendous success story. And again, if you go into the schools, you'll see a lot of longtime tenured teachers who are there because they're passionate about what they do. They love the school. They want to be a part of the community still. Students that have gone through there, left and come back and are now teaching there. There's a real sense,
that
as I said, it does say a lot. A lot of even my own classmates who are now I'm running into around town who have moved their families back to Londonderry because they love the community that it is. I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to the people that live in the community. You know, regardless of, it's great to have the businesses and it's great to, have the culture, but the people make that culture. And if you've got good people, which we do, I think that's a big step in making a great community.
I don't know about you, Jeannie, but I think I want to move to Londonderry.
I know, sold.
Come on down.
It is interesting. You talk passionately about it, and obviously it's clear that even though you may not physically live here currently, you've got those ties and you really have high praise for what Londonderry is and what it's going to be. I think that's what's exciting, too, is to think about where things are going.
And that is a big part of the excitement, as it's we're not stale right now. We're a town that's on the move. You can see it growing. In fact, we have a 600. One of our apple orchards was sold to a private developer a number of years ago. And the town has worked very closely with this developer who's going to be creating kind of a walking community in another end of town. It's a 600-acre planned unit development of commercial, retail, residential type housing. And it's really going to be one of the first of its kind in New England. And it's a 20-year build-out, billion-dollar build-out. And as I said, the town worked very closely to make sure it wasn't going to ruin the charm and tradition of the town, but was going to add to it. And it's really going to take Londonderry to that next step of what it needs. And all of this, as I said, is going to complement the entire area and just bring more people into the town.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I think that's important because people, we've talked about New Englanders before, and there is sometimes, there can be that mentality of don't change our town right now. I mean, to the extent that sometimes you can watch your town die, and just because we do like things the way they are, and we're big on tradition, and we're big on this is the way we do it, and we're independent, we don't need your help, and we don't want to become a city.
Right.
So to you know, kind of find that fine tuning and that balance.
Yeah, and you always have to be growing appropriately as well. You know, like I said, this where we're sitting right now, this was a worn truck terminal before. So it's not like this was new growth per se and that nothing was here, but this is redevelopment, and you like to see that. We're starting to see redevelopment along the 102 corridor on the other side of Londonderry as well, which is great because it shows that people are investing in the town still. They're not just letting these things die and then they stay vacant for years. And we think that's a very healthy sign for the town to be able to see that.
Very much. Well, Kevin, before I let you go, because this is a food show, I just have a couple of food questions for you. I mean, do you cook at home? Do you go out a lot? What do you like to eat? Do you cook?
I love to go. My wife and I love to go out.
Particular places? Or
we like a lot of variety of different foods. So her mom is 100% Italian. So I don't want to stereotype, but naturally, they're great cooks. So I try to cook, but I can't compare to anything she does. And she loves to cook.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. But we love to go out as well. Yeah, and I have to tell you, I had the Eggs Benedict here a few days ago. It was phenomenal. That's my favorite breakfast food.
Mine too.
Oh,
mine
really?
Too. I'm not a big breakfast person, but I do like Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, I love
it. We have a million different kinds.
I noticed. I know. I'm going to have to come back and try the next variety next time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much for coming on Food for Thought and being here for this big celebration today. We really appreciate it. You are listening to 107.7, and we are live at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry, and we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
For Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, Food for Thought. We are live at the
It takes more concentration, doesn't it?
Yes. It really does. It really does. But we are live at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry, and what a hoopla it's been going on. It's been we did our ribbon cutting a little bit earlier, and I'm sure you can hear all the hustle and bustle behind us. And next, we'd like to get on. We've been talking to like all the important people around and all, and now we have another important person. We have Dave, who is my general manager here at the Red Arrow Diner. And how has this been for you, opening up a new Red Arrow in Londonderry? And you know, because you have traveled from the Manchester location to the Milford location, and now you're in the Londonderry location. So so tell us a little bit about, you know, how you're feeling about all this.
Excellent. Thank you for having me on. I noticed with the Manchester location when I 3 years ago, it was definitely a unique place with all the traffic that came through. And when I had my opportunity to head to the Milford location, definitely a different dynamics of whether it be the food base, the customer base, and just the whole clientele. And then when we open up our new location here in Londonderry, it's been phenomenal. The traffic here, the customers have been very patient with our service. And they've been keep flooding in with the door, coming in through the doors, and we're serving them proudly, and we're having a blast, having a good time.
Now, where you have worked in all three locations now, we can say.
Yes.
Do you find that there's any sort of a different trend here in how people are ordering food? Like, is there a certain something on the menu that they may be, you know, ordering different? Like, do you see anything different?
Well, one thing I do notice here with the, say, the first shift, customer base, we're definitely seeing more breakfast orders coming through, and when it comes to lunch, it's definitely more lunch items coming through, and for dinner, it's all dinner. So where the other stores, there's a big variety. You can have your breakfast, lunch, but right now it's pretty much breakfast is breakfast, lunch is lunch, and dinner is dinner.
That's kind of interesting.
Now, first and second shift is very strong. We have a lot of customers coming through the door, and then we are definitely seeing our third shift picking up as well.
Very nice. Yeah. Now, there's also a different element here that will be happening soon in a couple of weeks is the drive-through. So maybe let's let listeners know a little bit more about the drive-through.
Yes.
And what they can expect.
Absolutely. Our drive-through, we're expected to open on March 31st. We will do a trial base a week prior to that grand opening in the drive-through. And so basically we're going to try to get the customers in and out as fast as they can, and we may even entertain the thought where they can pick up their to-go order at the drive-thru.
Really?
Absolutely. So I love to see those faces come through the drive-thru.
Now, what is the menu going to be like in the drive-thru?
Well, the drive-thru, it will be limited in the beginning. We will start off with our breakfast sandwiches, your choice of ham, bacon, or sausage on the English muffin, croissant, biscuit or bagel, and we'll also entertain the cold cut sandwiches such as ham, cold cut turkey, we have tuna salad, chicken salad, and we have a variety of beverages to go along with your sandwiches.
So a limited menu,
a limited menu
in the drive-thru. Like, they can't come in and order anything off of the Red Arrow Diner huge menu as it is.
Exactly, so. But we will cater to those folks that would like to order say curbside service. Our full menu is available for curbside service, and you place your order and we'll be happy to bring it right out to you.
Very good.
On roller skates.
On roller skates. I didn't know that one.
Actually, you both look surprised,
right,
on that,
yeah,
one.
Yeah. Or Segway, or, you know.
Yeah, that would be impressive.
Yes, it will.
You know, having watched so many reality TV shows, this is my thing. I love reality TV. Mm-hmm. And the concept for, and of course it's too late because we have a beautiful opening. Everything is obviously going very smoothly here now.
It's a very smooth transition.
Good, yep. Good. Had there been a reality show that was tracking you through the whole opening of and getting ready for? Because you're sitting across from me, you're the general manager here. Mm-hmm. You look very calm. You're just, ah, da, da. I'm wondering, are you only just now taking a breath and going, okay, everything's running okay. We made it through the ribbon cutting. That's great. Or was it just smooth sailing all the way through? Is there something that would have made a funny cut for the reality TV show?
Well, right now the funny cut is, you know, preparing yourself for a extraordinary day that we just had today. Again, we're going into our third week of the open, and every day is a new challenge. But yes, we have to take one day at a time, and I am definitely blessed to be surrounded by wonderful people to make my job that much easier. But if there were a blurb, I would have to suggest that I'm sorry?
Tom in the kitchen.
Tom in the kitchen, yes. We have a drill sergeant out back.
He's but so cool.
Yeah, he is. But, I mean, if there would be a blurb, it'd have to be Mr. Tom, and I hope you're listening, Tom.
Okay.
You know, it's fun, because when you do come to the diner, you know, there's obviously the two long counters, and one of them sits in front of the food window, and I think they maybe made it a little too big.
The window, yes, it is. Yep.
It's a little big, and you can see all the interaction in the kitchen. I mean, it's fun. I think the customers really enjoy it.
Absolutely.
You know, they really do.
Because that's what I was thinking as I was sitting here. I mean, from where I'm sitting, I can see all kinds of things going on. I'm like, wow. I mean, it's just intriguing. It's fascinating to watch what goes on behind the scenes, because we're getting that window into behind the scenes.
Exactly. It's almost like an open kitchen concept, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that much open, but you still get a good insight of what's happening back there.
You definitely do. So that day that Tom was back there, you know, I'm watching him, and he's, you know, giving the other, his other, you know, cooks. Although, you know, you have to remember, he's the seasoned one, and he was, you know, training people. And people have been training for a while, but it's still different when you're actually at the opening and you're, you know, really cooking the food for real people. You know what I mean? And after I found out, you know, he's just a little gruff, and he just gets all, you know, little excited.
He does.
And,
he does.
And then I talked to him after, and he, you know, he apologized, and I said, no, you know, it was all okay. It was good. And he was training his brother. He said, you know, I was training
of
my brother,
yes.
And I'm a lot harder on him, and, you know, I want him to be as good as I am. And I just thought it was so cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was.
You know. I felt bad for his brother.
Oh, yeah. But overall, I mean, at the end of the day, we got the job done, and
that's right.
Everybody went home happy, and we're still achieving the same goal, is serving great food at a great price, and we're keeping the seats full.
Yes. I mean, everybody, you know, Dave, you you know, the opening, you and Rob and, you know, your whole team here, it's been nice, smooth. It's been great.
Yep.
It's been very, very good.
We've had a lot of support, you know, even from our other restaurants. We've had great support from the Manchester location, the Milford location, and now we're having it all together here in Londonderry. It's just been phenomenal.
And the businesses around have been very welcoming.
Very welcoming, yes. Yeah. They've been coming in, introducing themselves and vice versa, and we're getting our name out there and getting our menus out there and just keeping it rolling.
Yeah, the 603 Brewery's right across the street. Then you get Twin Smoke Shop across the street.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Poor Boys Diner's across the street. And
yep.
Marianne's down the other way. And,
absolutely.
So, yeah, we're very good. Well,
excellent.
Dave, thank you for sitting down and chatting with us. It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all. Thank you for having me. Can't wait to do it again.
All right, we are live at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry, and we are going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
For Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
To Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me today is Jeannie Lester and J-Dog and Bob. They're all eating over here. We have these delicious desserts from over at, now we are, and like I said before, we're live at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry, and we had our ribbon cutting today, and I'm sure you can hear a lot of commotion going on in the back, and it's we're having a really fun time. And right now we are sitting with the owners of our neighbor right here, RMZ Travel Center and Cafe Lola, and I want to welcome Donna and Eddie and their daughter Tia. So welcome to Food for Thought. I'm glad that you're sitting down and taking a few minutes with me. So
thank you very much. Hi.
Yeah. So what is it like meant to you guys? You know, because you were here before the new travel center, and so what has it been like with the transition? Like, you know, from, you know, the old to the new, and how does it feel with what's happening right now?
I mean, we've been looking for a long time for the improvement, and we're so happy because people love Red Arrow and very excited, and we're offering a lot for the customer so they could eat and they could buy a snack and cigarette and gas. It's convenience. It's a great thing.
So what do you have to offer over at RMZ and Cafe Lola?
We have like convenience store with like beer, and we have beer cave.
I was going to ask you about the beer cave.
Wines, and we have the Tuscan market. They deliver gelato and pastry and coffee and, you know, all kinds.
And what do we have right here that all of these guys are eating and I haven't tasted yet?
Baklava. We got it actually from Canada. We got delivered twice. It's homemade.
From Canada?
From Canada, yeah. And it's delicious. And people going crazy over it. It's
yes.
Really.
It tastes like I'm
genie.
I'm already eyeing it going, okay, there needs to be some to take with me. But what I just bit into tasted like you just made it yourselves right over there and brought it out. I mean, it was amazing. It just flaky, crispy, and then that sweetness just hits you. And it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's delivered fresh all the time. And we're having homemade cookies every day and homemade muffin. And we love the coffee that we have. I mean, it's the best.
Yeah.
We have all kind of drinks too. The mochas, the lattes, the frappuccinos.
So espressos and lattes. So it's like one-stop shopping here. I mean, people can come. They gaz up at your station. Mm-hmm. And then they can come in and grab some snacks. They can go to the liquor store and get liquor up,
liquor up.
And then they can come and get sober at the diner, right?
Or they could come in, yeah, they could come in, have a great meal here at the diner, and then if you have to keep going in your travels, you stop in, you get your gas, and you get some of that, the pastry to go, and, you know, some of your other snacks and things you need, yeah. And then a bottle of wine for a hostess gift
for
wherever
later.
You're going, yeah.
Yeah, especially the gelato is doing really, really good. Mm. People are loving it.
Is that what my son always has in his hand?
Yeah. He has his own sorbet section. You know,
oh
he just,
God.
You know, we're going to call it Tyler from now on.
He's going to gain some weight.
Yeah, yeah, but we wait for him. I mean, we miss him on the days when he's not working. So it's like Tyler is not around today. But, I mean, people, gelato and the pastries are really, really doing good, and people loved it.
I have to taste that gelato. I haven't tasted that yet.
Yeah. too.
Yeah.
It's really
so
good.
Tia is Donna and Eddie's daughter. So do you work? You must work next door?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm going to school right now, but on the side I do, on the weekends.
Okay.
Me and my sisters are all working together.
Well, that's nice. A nice family affair.
Yeah.
And where do you go to school?
UNH.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
So I'm intrigued also by the, you know, you've got an open pathway for folks who haven't been here yet. I'm sure you're on your way. But there's between the diner and the travel center, there's just an open doorway. So just it's very natural to flow from one end to the other. Now, is that something that initially, and I'm going to throw this out to both of you, Carol and Eddie and Donna, when you were trying to build up your own business, was there anything particularly that opening meant to you? Like you were really excited because it was going to mean this, or were there some challenges that were presented? I mean, now that it's done, it just seems like a natural overflow that's going to help business everywhere. But were there some challenges that you were thinking of or opportunities you were thinking of as far as having that open?
No, I mean, it was really, really a good thing because, first of all, we don't have the same thing. So it's not like a competition or anything. It was like, actually, it was like an extension mm-hmm. of each other. I mean, it's working really, really great. People waiting in line are spending time, you know, at the cafe, just checking the store, checking the place, and getting to know it, and which was really, really a positive thing. I mean, we love it.
It definitely is a positive thing. I mean, you know, the door opening, remember like the first week, you know, we were busy, and, you know, we'd walk by the opening and wave to each other. It was like really cool.
It was a really good thing.
It is
a really good thing. And good combination.
Yes, and I look forward to the relationship. So yeah, very, very nice to have you here and, you know, working with you and
of course, same here.
Yeah.
Same here, really.
Yeah.
All right, so back to food. Is there, I think I already know what my favorite food is to get over next door at your shop. Do you folks have a favorite food here at the diner that you really love or something you want to try? That you haven't tried yet.
Everything is amazing.
It's really good. Yeah. We love the burger.
It's the best burger.
I love the omelet.
The caprese omelet.
Yeah. And I love the veggie omelet. Yeah, no. I'm losing.
It's too many things.
Everything is good. Everything is amazing, actually. It's hard to choose every day. We kind of live in the store now. We're having lunch here, and then we're having the dessert there. I mean,
no reason to go home.
Yeah, no reason. Actually, we're not, you know, spending much time home anymore.
You've been living here.
We've been living here, yeah, which is amazing. But we love it. I mean, we're not really complaining about it. We're just not looking forward to go back home. We love it. Spend the time here too.
Right. Build up the business, and yes. We are live at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry, and we are. I just want to thank you for coming on with Food for Thought, and we're with Eddie and Don of RMZ Travel Center and Cafe Lola. So thank you for taking the time to come and chat with us and learning a little bit more about your story.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So now we didn't really kind of talk about. I don't think we've mentioned this yet, but it is like we have a little bit of a celebration today.
We do,
don't we?
We do have a celebration. It's
we
a big
do.
Celebration.
And it is J Dog's birthday.
Yay!
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday,
J Dog. Thank you so much.
So J Dog,
32 years young.
32.
Yeah, they never said it would last. They said it would last.
I can't hear you. Okay, hold on. J-Dog's going to, we're going to have...
I think by now you would know that your mic has to be on.
Yeah, you would think he would know that, right?
I was going to say, talk about the most reliable person.
There you go. There's that voice that everybody loves.
Yes.
To hear.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. Tracy had never met you.
Right.
She only,
today.
You know, heard your voice and...
Right. Yep.
And you know what? Come to think of it, since you said that about J-Dog's voice... The very first time that I heard the Pulse, which was, 10 years ago?
Yep.
It was you.
Thank you.
And yesterday. You were on and you were talking, and I remember trying to do that same thing, and I thought you were just so funny and so engaging. And I did that typical thing of like, okay, I wonder what this person is like and all of that. But
and you thought he was 65 years old.
I did think he was older than he was. Right. I was so surprised that he was as young as he – I mean, you're a little older today. But, yeah, that's you do have, J-Dog, that voice.
Thank you.
That is just – it's a great radio voice and just ready to chime in with whatever. So, yeah, that was my first experience hearing you. I just I was like, okay, this guy's funny. He's got this dry sense of humor. And it
Thank
was
you so
really
much.
Neat to
Thank
hear you.
You.
So I've known you since you were 26.
Yeah.
That is like – and you're 32.
I'm 32 now, yeah. So, yeah. Because we started the show in late March of 08. So, yeah.
There he goes with the statistics.
Wait, I was 25. No, 25.
You were 25?
Right March off. Of 08, I was 25, yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
J-Dog. J-Dog, I'll take it.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, I'm going to blow the candles. There we go.
Yes. Oh.
There we go. Yeah. Hey, there we go. There I am.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All
Thanks,
right.
guys. And gals, thank you so much.
This is truly a big day because we had we had the ribbon cutting. We have J-Dog's birthday. There's just so much going on.
Make
worthy
a wish
of celebration.
Make a wish time?
And so,
make a
yes.
wish.
All right.
Are you going to say it out loud?
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. If
it
I do
has
no.
something to do with Cleveland or Florida, one or the other.
Oh, you're right.
Hawaii, maybe.
You're right.
Hawaii,
did
maybe?
Florida
Maui?
Now make the list? I thought he was. I thought it was just he was. He had one destination.
Well, everything changed a couple weeks ago.
That's right. Maui.
Really? Yeah. That's fascinating.
And you know we have plates and forks back there, so you guys can hand it out to people if you'd like.
So what changed? What changed and maybe put Florida on the map for you? My son went to Florida for the first right. time last year, and we got out of the airport. He saw palm trees. He said, "Those look like palm trees." I said, "They are palm trees." He said, "I want to move here."
Yep.
What was it for you that put Florida on the map?
Not having to worry about snow. That's what put it over the map. No, I haven't been in that warm of a climate, especially if I'm heading down south either, because the farthest I'd gone down south was in the district in 1999 during April vacation on a field trip for Concord High School. So, and it was from bus, and we were all there for a couple of days. So we went through New Jersey, New York, you know, Maryland, through Baltimore, and then into the district. So, and that was the farthest I had gone down south. And at the time, as you know, I was afraid to fly. So. In 2015, I was determined to get over that fear, and I did. And I did. I'm not afraid to fly anymore. I've got 649 more phobias to go. That's not one of them. I'm just kidding. I don't have 649.
So I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that you were afraid to fly.
Yes. Yes. Aviophobia, yes.
So how was the experience? So, I mean, you know, now that you've done it, how, I mean, it's really nothing, right?
No. Nope.
I heard you got a little jet lag, though.
Going from to and then and from, yeah, a little tired, but you're up that early. I'm not a morning person. You know that. You know,
True.
I'm not a 7 o'clock
If he had gone
morning.
To bed the night before our morning flight, then he would have been fine that day.
Oh.
But he decided to stay up all night.
No, I got 2 hours of sleep. That's all.
We had a 5:45 a.m. flight out of Fort Myers.
Yeah.
So you.
I pulled an all-nighter then. Yes.
Because you were afraid of missing
no,
your flight.
No.
No. Okay.
Just felt, you know.
Because sometimes that happens to me. Like I'm worried that I'm not going
to
make it.
Sometimes
in time
I go to bed at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just best if I just stay up all until at 5 in the morning and then just go there. So that's all.
Wow.
That's all. I'm here in one piece, though. You know,
you
32
are here
years
in one
young.
Piece. You look pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
And apologies from Ken Kale. He really wanted to be here as well. Ken is in St. John's, Newfoundland today, and his show will be coming. Not only are we live from the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry today, but then we'll also be live from the What Arena in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Yeah, he's going to be in the live
next
at that arena.
With
yeah.
Ken Kale.
Next
right.
with Kale
for 2 hours.
Company.
It's for 2 hours, from 2 to 4. Then Money Basics USA will be all new from 4 to 5. So there you
and
go.
And you'll be back at the station?
I'll be back at 3. So
you'll be back
at 3. Andy Van Ness will do the 2 o'clock hour as we get back, and then 3 o'clock. Rest of the way, I'm there.
I love you, J-Dog.
Thank you. I love you all, too. Thank you so much.
You have a winner here, by the way, in the Red Arrow Diner in London.
You do. This
Congratulations.
Is
first impression when you walk through the door. Wow.
It is. You know, it really is. Everything's so
it's
shiny.
Clean, it's big. You know, a lot of area.
Dr. Ergus.
I had a great lunch today.
Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate that. Everything's so shiny and new and, you know, yes, yes. And I am here with Dr. Ergus is coming up to the table. Oh, here, and you can have an official Food for Thought spatula. Are you? Do you want to chat with us?
Sure.
All right. You can chat with us.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Ergus. This is my kid's dentist.
Oh, very nice. To have you join us.
Congratulations. I wanted to be here earlier, and I just got caught up doing errands, and I'm like, I gotta go.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
The place looks fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a great location. It's right off the highway.
It is. It really is.
Are you going to get one of those little highway signs you've seen?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, awesome.
Yes. We're waiting on the state at the moment. It's all done. They're just getting ready to put them up, I guess.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's excellent.
Yeah.
So how's Smile Dentistry going?
Well, as you know, we moved to Hooksett because of the liquor store expansion. And so we're now off exit 10.
I didn't know that.
In Riverside Plaza. We moved last April.
Okay.
And so things are going well. We're right across from Mr. Gas, and great location once you find us.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, good. Well, I'm so glad that you came. That's great. Yeah.
Good seeing you. You
nice
look great.
Seeing you, too. Thank you. You, too. Yeah. You, too.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Well, this has been a very fun day. Very fun. And everybody was here. Tracy, thank you for taking pictures. And just everybody. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, J-Dog. Thank you, Jeannie.
Yes. Absolutely. What a great day.
Yes. Fantastic. Thank you. All right. Well, you are listening to Food for Thought. And up next is Kale and Company live from Newfoundland. All right. Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week.